Welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. The Ticats just can't beat the Argos this year, and Hamilton fans are not too happy. The Fifth Quarter Podcast begins now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford. You're listening to it on 900 CHML, and my name's Rick Samprin. And lo and behold, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in the regular season, the Tiger Cats have fallen to the Toronto Argonauts. It is not a good picture if you're a Ticats fan. You want this team to beat that team, and it has not happened unless you count the preseason. And so now, following a 29-14 loss against Toronto at BMO Field tonight, in which the Tiger Cats have fallen to 6-8, seeing their arch rivals improve to 12-4, Hamilton is now staring up in the standings at the Montreal Alouettes, 2 points behind as Montreal won earlier tonight, and quite handily, I might add, 28-11 against Calgary. So Hamilton has some work to do. There is no doubt about that. With four games left in the regular season for both teams, it is going to go down to the wire. I still think it is going to go down to the wire. So a couple of thoughts from me before I hand it off to you. Another bad start by this football team against Toronto. You'll remember on Labor Day when Toronto was leading 17-0 after the first quarter. Well, it was almost that bad. It was 16-3. In fact, those were the first 3 points that Hamilton had scored against the Argos in the first quarter this season. Not a very good record in the first quarter for the Tiger Cats against this Toronto team. In fact, when you put the numbers together, Toronto outscored Hamilton 48-3 in the first quarter this year, 79-17 in the first half. This is a team, and I'm talking about the Ticats, this is a team that just does not match up well against Toronto. Offensively, defensively, and the special teams is about a saw-off, to be honest. Point number two, Taylor Powell took a step back tonight. I know he got into a groove into the third quarter and in some portions of the fourth quarter, but just not nearly good enough in the first half and not consistent enough throughout the football game. If he is the guy going forward, whether it's for the rest of this season or beyond, he not only has to be much better than what he showed tonight, but much more consistent. Consistently good at the quarterback position is how you get to, well, 12-1 in Toronto's case. And I know there's a lot of Chad Kelly haters out there, but he showed well tonight, made some big plays, and again has led his team to victory. Ticats defense did not stress Kelly enough, to my liking, at least tonight. I know they took him down with a couple of sacks. Toronto, by the way, had zero sacks, which I'm not sure how they ended up with the donut. It seemed like Powell went down at least a couple times, but I digress. Hamilton had to get Chad Kelly a little more tonight. And they couldn't do it, whether it was Toronto's offensive line swallowing them up as they did from time to time, or Kelly just getting out of the way and making a play downfield. Defense had to be better tonight as well. And while they played, I thought, a much better second half, and really a pretty good three quarters, to be honest. They only gave up 13 points after the first quarter. That's a pretty good showing by this Ticats defense. And I have to give a shout-out, and he is definitely my player of the game tonight and might be close to a unanimous player of the game. I had initially written down Winton McManus, who had the pick six, 58-yard interception return for touchdown on Powell's first pass, and then another interception that he took 50 yards to the Hamilton 3 that led to another touchdown. But when you have a receiver that is targeted 13 times, a game high. Makes 9 catches, a game high. For 156 yards, a game high. Keandre Smith is my slam dunk player of the game. As much as I want to vote for McManus, he's got a wrong color uniform on. I'll go with Keandre Smith as my player of the game. Your thoughts on tonight's game? Who's your player of the game? Give me a call at 905-645-3221. *9900 on your smartphone. You can send me a text as well. 905-645-3221. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com. And on Twitter, at am900chml, at Rick Samprin. Still trying to get the YouTube channel to participate tonight. I think it's taken the first quarter off, just like the Ticats did tonight. We'll get it ramped up. Don't you worry. Kicking us off tonight is Mary. Mary, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am okay. Would have been better with a Ticats win, but I'm okay.
Yes, I shouldn't really say I'm good because I'm disappointed that they lost. I'm just saying that my point is I don't have anybody, actually, that's the player of the game, sorry to say. But they need to be more consistent, and they need to be, I don't know, more aggressive and more intensity throughout the entire game. I never, again, expected necessarily that they would win, but I did want them to have a better showing. So it was disappointing, and what can you say? I just hope that they can rally around and get going. I thought Powell maybe was a little bit intimidated by the team. Who knows? But anyway, disappointing because he didn't have a lot of their big guns in there. And, you know, as a sidebar, because I know this is a silly comment, but I did think that the Argo riding the Ticat, I didn't really like that too much. That was a little bit below the belt.
Well, and they've done that now 2 games in a row, right? What happened tonight, and I understand what you're saying. Also on Labor Day, remember when the Argo scored a late touchdown, A.J. Ouellette, who did not play tonight, whipped out the Thor hammer and was celebrating, I thought, a little excessively.
Yeah, but I'm just saying Ouellette and Harris were out, and I just guess I went into the game expecting a little bit more. So it's disappointing.
From the Ticats perspective,
that's what I'm saying.
Very much so. Mary, I appreciate your call in, and don't be a stranger.
I won't.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
905-645-3221, *9900 on your cellular device. You can email rick@900chml.com. On Twitter, at Rick Samprin. You can also check out, when it's up and running, CHML's YouTube channel. I'll get it figured out. Don't worry. Did I mention the text line? 905-645-3221. Mark has called in the fifth quarter. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Your thoughts on tonight's game? My thoughts exactly.
You know, for the first 3 quarters, it just seemed to me like the Ticats did not just give a crap whatsoever to win this game, especially Jagaret Davis. I have to say, he was slapping Argo players on the butt. And then when he's on the sideline, he's like the coach was talking to him, and he was just rolling his eyes. And it's like, buddy, if you don't want to be here, I don't give a crap if you've been to 6 Grey Cups in 6 seasons, go home. It's so frustrating from a guy like that who has actually played good for us. And, yeah, I just don't know what to say. This game was Ticats for the taking. Man, I don't even know what to say. I'm just a loss for words right now.
I have the same feeling as you. I thought that, considering the circumstances, you know, Toronto's already into the playoffs. Hamilton hasn't yet clinched. They've been beaten by Toronto 3 times, including on Labor Day. I thought the Ticats would be the more aggressive, hungrier, let's kick some butt type of team tonight. And they came out kind of meh in the first quarter. I was really disappointed in that.
Exactly. And as far as I'm concerned, after the pick 6 in the first quarter, the game was over. And it's so frustrating. It sucks so bad. But I will say this. The defense showed some moxie in the fourth quarter. And Powell, like, he's 24 years old, so you can't say that he's like 30 years old and he's still making those same rookie mistakes. He's making some mistakes, but he's hanging in there. The only thing, he doesn't want to get hit, and that's very apparent. So it's kind of like, you know, it's football, man. You gotta get hit sometimes. But I will say this, Rick, and I'll let you go. if we make the East Final, I guarantee you the Ticats will not lose five times in 1 year to the Argos. And I also did not like the riding of the Ticat either, as what your last caller said.
Yeah, it's a little much. It's a little much. Who's your player of the game?
Smith, for sure. 150 yards, nine catches. That's a pretty good showing. The only thing I don't like about that guy either is, well, I like him as a player, but every time he makes a first down, he gets up and he like overreacts. Ooh, first down, first down. Buddy, get back in the huddle. Let's go. You're losing by 20 points.
Yeah.
Time to go.
I agree. You know what? As the years, hopefully, in his case, as the years, you know, compile and he realizes the gravity of the situation and that work needs to be done before you can celebrate, maybe it'll be a lesson learned. Who knows? Maybe some of his teammates have to tell him that as well.
That's right. Maybe his dad should take him down to the basement and give him a lesson.
Mark, appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. Let's get some tweets. At Rick Samprin, you can use the hashtag fifth quarter. Andy writes, my player of the game is the Ticats bus driver to get them out of the city ASAP. Milanovic was terrible. Argos were expecting Butler to run, then get creative and try something different. Coach O was terrible. Several dumb calls. A field goal. Powell took a step back. And Richard says, player of the game, Keandre Smith. And congrats to Simone, 10th all-time. But that was hard to watch live at BMO Field. Need to beat Calgary, Riders, and Montreal now. We lose all four regular season games to TO, but as long as we can beat them in the playoffs. And one more tweet before we go back to the phones. This one from Chris. Sitting with some happy yet sympathetic Argos fans on the GO train. Pretty amazing how we can come off a great win against Winnipeg and look so unprepared. Defense burnt on the same long bomb as last week. And offense, Powell looked completely overwhelmed by the Argos D. Have your say in the Twitterverse or the Xverse, I guess it's called now. At Rick Samprin, use the hashtag fifth quarter. One more call before we go to break. It's Dave in London. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad. Quite the game tonight.
You know, if you like Toronto beating Hamilton, it was quite the game, but not so much.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out who Lawson plays for, London, Hamilton, or Toronto.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible out there. And the fact that they keep, I mean, I'd almost have thought throw Keandre Smith in as a DB because he might have done something. Lawson certainly didn't.
Yeah, that was tough to watch, to be honest.
It seemed like Chad Kelly had his number all night long, and then the last touchdown there, he was laying in the end zone, and I'm thinking, this is Winnipeg all over again when he was falling all over the field. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a really hard game to watch. I mean, I don't blame Milanovic and great on Simone for getting the tackles and moving into 10th all time, but, geez, that's just such a hard pill to swallow. Not losing four times, but losing four times without a competitiveness in any of the four games.
Well, I'll say that. I, as I said before, I expected a lot more from this Ticats team tonight. I mean, I know they're on the road. I know BMO's a tough place to play. Toronto's, what, 7-0 there this season. I know that, you know, Hamilton has some injuries as they've been dealing with all season long, but I expected them to come out a little more, you know, piss and vinegar tonight, especially in the first quarter, and, you know, set the tone. And their first pass is intercepted and returned for a touchdown, and it was like, all right, I guess we'll play the rest of the game. It was very disappointing.
And then you'd have thought after that interception, everybody would have sat up and said, okay, we've got to turn this around.
Exactly.
It's acceptable, but it's just like they lollygag through the first half and get to the second half and start lollygagging in the first few minutes of the second half. And geez, you know, like, I mean, I didn't call in. And by the way, it's great to talk to you again. I haven't called in since last year. I thought, you know, everybody else has expressed my frustration pretty well. And, you know, just trying to feel out who the team was. And every time you get that win and that hype that, okay, we've got something going here, let's roll with it. You know, you go down to BMO Field and now got to drive back to London thinking about this all night.
Well, we'll try to keep you entertained all the way there, Dave.
You will. Anyhow, yeah, definitely Keandre Smith, player of the game. But we got to get the least favorite player of the game. And I'm going to tell you, I certainly hope to God Lawson isn't playing against Calgary. He got roasted last week against Winnipeg. He's roasted tonight. I mean, people have his number. I don't understand how you sit Woods over him. At least with Woods, you have an extra returner.
Yes, that is true, too. That is true, too. I'm not sure what the thought process is, but they got to get better at that position. And
he's
not the answer. He's not the answer.
All right, Rick, have yourself a great night.
You, too. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care.
That is Dave off to London as we try to keep him thoroughly entertained. And it might be tough to do. Well, who knows? It might not be tough to do so, given the nature of today's game and how it went for the black and gold. We're going to be live until 11:30 tonight. Plenty of time for you to call in or text in at 905-645-3221. Email is rick@900chml.com. Have a slew of email to get to. At Rick Samprin on Twitter, use the hashtag fifth quarter. I've given up on the YouTube channel. I've punted it into the end zone for a rouge. We'll leave it at that. We have Manny hanging on the line. We'll get to him when we come back here on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900chml.
It's where Ticats fans come together. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Powell looking over the middle, throws. Oh, it's picked off. Argos pick it off. Winton McManus, he's across the 40, the 30. He's down to the Hamilton 20, the 10, the 5. He cuts to the middle. It is a touchdown. A defensive touchdown for Winton McManus. Now the Argos are up 9-0.
And that really
with a convert coming up
set the tone for the Toronto Argonauts for the rest of the night. Winton McManus, 58-yard pick six on Taylor Powell's first pass of the night. 29-14 the final. Thanks, by the way, to RJ Broadhead on the Ticats Audio Network and 900CHML with the call of that really pivotal play that led the Argos to their 12th victory of the season. Ticats fall to 6-8 as we welcome you back to the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML. You're unfortunately not watching on CHML's YouTube channel, but that's okay. 905-645-3221, the number to call or text. You can also dial *9 at 900 on your smartphone. rick@900chml.com is the email address. Steve emails in, "I didn't have great expectations for a Ticat victory this evening. It's not that the Ticats played poorly, it's that Toronto is that much better in all three aspects of the game. Well-deserved victory for Toronto. Now that I have that out of the way, Andre Preux needs to retire. Player of the game, Andre Preux. LOL." That email from Steve. I don't think anyone in the history of the fifth quarter has voted for Andre Preux. But I will write him down reluctantly with a happy face. One more email. This one is from Philly Filski. "May I suggest perhaps that the caretaker reach into his deep pockets and buy each Tiger Cat player a brand new alarm clock? It's becoming painfully obvious this season that the players show up at kickoff time sleepy, lethargic, and flat. So the only thing I can think of is that their collective alarm is malfunctioning. Did I also hear correctly that during the four games this year between these two teams, that the Argos have outscored the Tiger Cats 79-17 in the first half?" Philly Filski, you heard that right. "That's incredible," he says. "And it speaks volumes as to what ails this team. You can't average 4.25 points per opening half and expect to beat a team at flag level, never mind the Argos. The lack of urgency has plagued this team all season. And this one is no different. With Toronto sitting some key players and Argo nemesis Jamal Peters being knocked out of the game, this was a perfect opportunity for Hamilton to escape the jaws of the sub-500 abyss. And even their record at 6-6, but nope. Same old demons reappeared in this tilt, being stupid penalties, turnovers, sloppy tackling, missed blocking assignments, and poor coaching." Philly Filski goes on to say, "And speaking of coaching, where are the halftime adjustments? I never see any, either on offense or defense. It's absolutely laughable and provides further fodder, why Steinhauer should be shown the door. He has failed in his tenure here, and it's time for a fresh captain to be navigating the Ticat ship." Oh, I won't get into the Preux factor, as this is rather a long-winded email, but referee number 28 at times also has his predictable glaring fingerprints in this one. LOL. Bye for now. Keep up the stellar show. Philly Filski on email." Did he subconsciously vote for Andre Preux as well? Because if he did, he's now just one vote away from Keandre Smith, who actually played in the game. 905-645-3221. *9900 on your cell. Rick@900chml.com on email. At Rick Samprin on X. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. And let me get to this text before we go back to the phones. This is from Rob. So here we are after a two-week break. Condell is out, Milanovic is in, and as a gift, they play an 0-9 team. The outcome was less than satisfactory. Ugh, I can't handle this team anymore. Player of the game, Butler. I think that was actually from last week. Yeah, that was from last week. Let me read Rob's newest newest text. I didn't scroll down far enough. Rob, after this game, says it looks like the Cats are back to their regular ways of losing badly. If only they played half as good as they did against the Bombers, this would have been a much better game. 0-4 against our rivals. No good. Rob, thank you for the text. All right, back to the phones we go. Manning has been waiting patiently on the line. Manny, good evening.
Hello, my friend. It looks like same old Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of season. You know, you win a couple of good ones, and then you lose a game like this. And, you know, we know Toronto's a very good team. I think, and I made this comment the last time they played Toronto, it's just they don't get up for these games anymore like they used to against Toronto. It's sad to see. Like, Toronto really had nothing to gain by a win. They're resting one or two starters. And, of course, there's a lot on the line still at stake for the Ticats. And they just didn't come out with any fire. Like, you know, you don't want them to get silly penalties, but there wasn't anybody pushing anybody else without getting a penalty. Just kind of showing a little bit of fire back and maybe a little bit of talk back. And it just didn't seem to be any passion when they play this team anymore. And one of the true real rivalries in sports that remains in North American sports, and knowing that they're going to have to return there if it goes through there for the Eastern Final, to at least, you know, it's not so much that they lost, it's how they lost without any passion. Because I think a lot of us would have expected probably some kind of loss, but a lot of us might have expected a lot closer game. And even though on paper the game was a couple of scores away or whatever, realistically the game was over because they didn't have anything going to make a close, which also comes to mind, and especially in a game with Calgary, depending on how Powell does, because I still like the kid, but at the end of the day, you have to win, and especially going into the season with the two guys that have been rusty because they've been hurt, you got at some point, I think, put in Schiltz to at least get him back into some kind of rhythm so that if we do need him, he's not going in cold. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? And I was expecting Schiltz to come in, and then Powell gets on his little bit of a groove. And so there's two ways to do this. Number one, you know, you have a young quarterback in Powell. Do you take him out at not necessarily the first time that he's slumping, but you also want him to work through this kind of adversity? And I know they mentioned that in the broadcast too, because this is the way he is going to get better. But in the same sense, yes, I get it. If the coaching staff in their heart of hearts thinks that Schiltz is going to give them a better chance than Powell to win, Schiltz should be getting these live reps. We all know that Mitchell's probably going to be coming back in a couple of weeks. They got a big decision to make. Do they go with the guy who's brought them along this way in a very difficult and very adverse situation in terms of being the third quarterback and a true rookie? Or do they bring in the guys that they absolutely know what they're going to bring to the table? I would say that more for Schiltz than Mitchell, because we haven't really seen him this season. So, yeah, there's a very difficult question going to be propping up for this Ticats coaching staff in 2 to 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, for sure. But anyways, well, we'll hope for better things against Calgary. And, you know, it still is, I guess, you know, I'd rather, they're going to go 1-4 against the Argos this year. Well, they're 0-4 now. I'd rather see them win that one other game coming up that hopefully they make it to than any other game they would have won by now, right?
Absolutely. Before we let you go, who is your player of the game, Manny?
Oh, it's Smith, for sure. DeAndre Smith.
He had a great game. Thank you, and enjoy your weekend.
You too.
905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. You can email rick@900chml.com. In the Xverse, at Rick Samprin is the handle. And use the hashtag fifth quarter. Got a tweet from Bill. Tonight's game was a midterm exam. Ticats quarterback got a B. Offensive line D. Pass coverage D. Defensive line D. Special teams B. Overall a C+. I don't know. I think overall would be like a B. It would be like a D, wouldn't it? You got three Ds, a B, a couple of B. Well, I guess so. Let's just call it a C. Keandre Smith, my player of the game. Kudos to Tyreek McAllister. This is an average team. Thank you, Bill, for the tweets. And W. McEwen says, bumbling, stumbling, Keystone Cop football, glaringly unprepared. The ridden Tiger was actually a Cincinnati Bengal. Ticats are black and gold, not orange. Player of the game for the Cats, number 85, Keandre Smith. Back to the phones we go. Anthony in Hamilton, good evening.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah. It is you, yes. Hi. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Just the second time I called you from Hamilton. And the reason I'm calling, okay, is that I have 2 points. One of the points is the my pet peeve is when the Tiger Cats go to the national media and pretty well make a fool of themselves in the national media. Tim White was in the national media with the panel. Remember? Do you remember last week?
Okay. Yeah.
And he says they can't beat me. I can't be beat, because he was really excited about the game.
Right.
And I think what they do is they sort of motivate the Toronto Argonaut team.
Well, I'm not sure if he said the Toronto Argonauts can't beat me, but listen.
But you see how the players think of it in those terms, though, eh?
Sure, but when you're a pro player, I mean, I think you have to have that attitude. And we were just talking about, you know, the Ticats not coming out with any passion and you know, piss and vinegar. They didn't have that. So I don't mind a player saying that, as long as he can back it up. And Tim White had a so-so game tonight, for sure.
My other point is the kicker. We need a kicker. I think you probably agree with me there. They kick an average of 40 yards per kick. I mean, that's the best they could do. You know, whenever I see them kicking to Toronto, it seems to be a very short kick, and Toronto seems to be able to take it back 10 yards, and they're already on the Tiger Cat 50-yard line.
Yeah, listen, you got in pro football, you got to hit a 48-yarder. You cannot be short on a 48-yarder.
Yeah, no, but he kicked a 38-yard kick. And all they have to do is take it back maybe 10 yards right away they got good field position, eh?
Yeah, listen, this team has a lot of holes. They do have some positives. I'm not going to poop on them all night here. They got some positives going, but they have some holes to address, and they have not been able to unlock what ails them, and that is not being consistent enough, not coming out fast enough, not being aggressive enough, both on offense and defense, and just not being that team that says, listen, we're going to punch you in the mouth, which is a famous saying that a lot of players say. They haven't been able to do that.
But, those are my negatives. My positives, I still think they're a great team. And 2 weeks ago, I predicted they're going to win the Grey Cup.
I remember that.
And I still go for that. I still say they're going to win the Grey Cup. People call me crazy, but I followed the Cats for over 60 years. I pretty well know the way they tick pretty well.
Yeah. Listen, all you got to do is get in the playoffs. We know that's all you have to do, and then you get on a run, and you can go all the way.
You got it.
Hey, okay, who's your player of the game tonight?
Oh, Smith.
Yes, he was phenomenal. Anthony, I thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
905-645-3221, *9900. Anthony doubling down on his Grey Cup prediction for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. We're going to take another quick break. We have Dave and Grimsby hanging on. We have some tweets and some texts and some emails to get through as well. This is the Fifth Quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you're listening to 900-CHML.
We're talking Ticats football. This is the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900-CHML.
Chad Kelly, play action to Deontay McMahon. Then he rolls to his right, and he's going deep. Throwing deep. He's got a receiver. It's complete. Dejon Brissett. He's behind Dexter Lawson. It's a touchdown for the Argonauts. A long bomb pass from Chad Kelly is right on the money. It's 16-3, and Boris Beattie will be coming on for the convert shortly.
70-yard TD. And the Argos are rolling, 29-14, the final score in favor of the Bad Guys. T.O. beating Hamilton all four times in the regular season. They may just meet one more time, and certainly the Ticats and their fans would take that matchup. East Final would be the setting. at BMO Field. Hamilton now 6-8, Argos 12-1. And Hamilton's next game is 1 week from tonight as they take on the Calgary Stampeders in what will be a pivotal matchup. If the Stamps have any hopes of getting the crossover, they must win that game. Will Hamilton defend home turf? We shall see. Pre-game show will begin at 6 o'clock here on CHML. Kickoff is at 7, and the fifth quarter will start in and around 10:30. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford. You're listening to 900 CHML. Call me now at 905-645-3221. *9900 to talk about tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com, or on X/Twitter at Rick Samprin is the handle, #fifth quarter. Dave in Grimsby has been holding on the line patiently. Dave, good evening.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I mean, you know, after they beat Ottawa there to go to, 5-7? We looked at the schedule, Winnipeg, Toronto. I think we would have been happy with 1-1.
Absolutely.
Now, the way I look at it with this team's chance of making the playoffs, you know, right now they're 6-8, but if you take away the four Toronto games, they're 6-4. You take away the two Montreal games, they're 6-2. So they're 6-2 against everybody but Toronto and Montreal. And they got one game left against Montreal. You know, I think if they can go 3-1 in these last four games, which I think they can, and Montreal being one of those victories, they might even host the semifinals, right? But I think, Rick, you're good at math, and the real problem here is the Toronto Argos. You know, they've every win, all four wins, they've won every facet of the game, offense, defense, special teams, and I'll even put in a fourth facet, penalties. You know, tonight, the penalties, like illegal procedures, just silly penalties all night, just destroyed the Ticats. You know, if they think they're going to beat this Toronto Argo team, you know, they got to win at least two of those facets. And right now, it hasn't happened in any of the four games.
The Argos have beaten the Ticats handily. Like, in every game, mm-hmm. There's been, you know, two touchdown point difference because they dominate on offense. They have dominated this team on defense, and they played some pretty good special teams. And the Ticats just have not had the horses to stay with Toronto. And that's just a play. No one can argue that.
Yeah, and you were talking earlier about Schultz. I was surprised they didn't bring Schultz in either because I'd say probably for the first time in a few weeks, Powell looked a little bit, and this may not even be a real word, but rookie-ish, mm-hmm. You know? He made a ton of mistakes tonight. Like, even that flea flicker. Like, who is he passing it to? There was no one there, you know. And even, you know, the good thing about him is that he hasn't had a lot of turnovers this year. But, you know, even when he threw away the ball for the safety, like, he just wasn't on tonight. It was the first time in a few weeks where he wasn't on, and I could see it very early. I could see it, and the coach just didn't see it. I don't get it.
Yeah, he was 27 of 42 tonight, 334 passing yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, you know, three carries for 19 yards. He was brought down and harassed by that Argos front seven from time to time. He didn't seem comfortable tonight.
He ended up with good stats if you think about it. If you watch the perception of the game, is that I thought the score was a lot closer than what it should have been. They got killed tonight, and you know, 342 yards, that looks good, but those are the interceptions we threw, a huge one was a pick six, and one was when they were starting to at least try to mount a comeback in that flea flicker. It was a dumb play call at the same time, to be honest, but I don't know. But to conclude here, Rick, there's only one player of the game tonight. He was the only receiver that seemed to be able to get open all night. I mean, hands off to him. If it wasn't for him, this game would have been worse than it was. And that's Keandre Smith. You know, kudos to him. We need a good Canadian receiver, and they've actually given him his time to try to work through the fumbles and the drops. And tonight, I think, was kind of his coming out party. I think he solidified himself as the Ticats' Canadian receiver.
Let's hope so. He's got some talent, that is for sure. Dave, appreciate the call.
Cheers, my friend.
That is Dave in Grimsby with his thoughts. by the way, just back to the scoreboard of Hamilton versus Toronto this season. Toronto won 32-14 on June 18th. They beat the Ticats on July 21st by a score of 31-15. Final score on Labor Day was 41-28. And tonight, Toronto takes it 29-14. None of those score lines are even close, right? They're more than two touchdown spreads, including tonight. It just shows you how large of a gap, and I'm not trying to pile on here, but it shows you how long of a gap, how big of a gap, how wide of a gap these two teams are apart from each other. And this Ticats team must find a way to beat this team if they get to the East Final. Because, yeah, we're all hoping that is going to be the case. And, yes, this team has some work to do. And yeah, they'll need a little bit of help from the teams who will be playing against the Montreal Alouettes. And I'll go through their schedules in just a second. But this Ticats team has to play not only better, but more consistent football. From kickoff to the final whistle, it's got to happen. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. You can also text me at 905-645-3221. Email rick at 900chml.com. On X / Twitter, at Rick Zamprin, use the hashtag fifth quarter. Tweet from Val. So, no Cats fight song tonight, I guess. That was pretty disgusting. Seems like most just don't care and can't even get up for T.O. Again, very poor discipline as well. We're lucky AJ was out. Best and only good player, Smith. Also on Twitter, Black and Gold says, if the offense hadn't made those big mistakes and been a bit more productive, weirdly, this game in a way was much closer than the score. I don't know. I mean, think of all the times the Ticats threatened to score. Not a lot of times at all. Randy says, a lousing, embarrassing game. A couple of angry faces, a couple of crying faces. My player of the game is Keandre Smith. Randy in Oakville. Mark with his Ticats haiku says, Toronto is good. The Ticats are very bad. My haiku is sad. Yes. Yes, it is. And Dan says, this might be the toughest Argo squad since the Flutie days. Minus a couple of throws that Powell, I'm sure, would like back. I still like the fight the Cats put up. Game ball goes to the D. They are beatable, but will take a full effort like last week. Still got time. Well, and that is true. And Jim is on Twitter, who says, the Ticats have once again shown they're just not on Toronto's level. Powell was running for his life when he wasn't tossing picks. Batio also shredded our D. Got to do better next week. Keandre Smith for player of the game. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. Paul on email, rick@900chml.com. Paul says, player of the game is Keandre Smith. The only way Hamilton beats Toronto this year is if Bo Levi Mitchell is playing quarterback. The question is, when does he come back, number one? And the only way that the Ticats are going to play the Argos again is if it's in the East Final. And that brings up another question. Can the Argo, or can the Ticats, get to that game? Email from Ken. By the way, rick@900chml.com. Ken says, hey, Rick, I went in with high hopes but low expectations tonight. My expectations weren't met. I should have set them lower. Ken, you're probably right. It's tough to lose against Toronto, especially like this again. I'm not giving up. I'm still optimistic that we'll make the playoffs, but I think we need a major shift to make us contenders for the finals. I was watching Coach O tonight. He shows zero emotion on so many critical plays. That lack of energy from the head coach shows on the field. Also, too many bad penalties and weak coaching from Coach O. Thanks, Rick Oski. Wee-wee. Happy first day of fall, all. We'll win the next one. Email from Ken. Well, and that next game is 1 week from tonight. It is the Calgary Stampeders who are going to be at Tim Hortons Field. We need a big crowd there because that is a pivotal game. And I have no doubt there will be a big crowd. September 30th, 6 p.m. pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML. Fifth quarter will air in and around 10:30. We'll take one more break, one more segment to come. We're live until 11:30 tonight on the Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old, you're listening to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Here's the snap. Taylor Powell steps back. He's going to pass. Throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Terry Godwin. Tiger Cats have a long way to go, but that certainly helps.
RJ Broadhead on the call on the Ticats Audio Network. As the Ticats did get into the end zone, but they needed a few more of those tonight. They end up losing 29-14 to the Argos. Hamilton now 6-8, 2 points behind Montreal with 4 games to go in the regular season. This is the Fifth Quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with you. Call or text 905-645-3221. Offer your thoughts on tonight's game on this Ticats team. Vote for your player of the game. Looks like Keandre Smith is the runaway winner in that category. You can also email rick@900chml.com. If you are in the X-verse, or if you're still calling it Twitter, that's okay. I do sometimes as well. At Rick Samprin is the handle. Use the hashtag Fifth Quarter, and your commentary will be read on the air. Got an email from Irene. I should read the actual signature as opposed to the email address. Irene. Irene says, Rick, the Cats need a pinball figure to get them motivated. Or is this perhaps a locker room mutiny? They don't seem to care. Email from Irene. I would say the first quarter, they didn't look like they wanted to even play a game tonight. And it was, as I said earlier, very disappointing. I'm not sure what the pregame speech was like. I don't know if someone had, a few bad tacos before the game. Things were just not happening for the Ticats in the first quarter. And really, throughout the game, they did not look like a dangerous team, to be honest. They did not look like a dangerous team. They need to be way more aggressive and hungry and passionate, and I just didn't see enough of it. Just did not see enough of that tonight. Dan in Calgary is called into the program. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
I'm good. How much are you looking forward to next week's game?
Well, considering that, I'm an 84 kid, okay, and I grew up with the Kerrigan days, and those years we barely won a game, right?
Yeah.
We're sitting late in the season. We're fighting for second place. This Argo squad is probably the best squad. Like, you just read my tweet. I've been sitting here listening to you. I listen to you all the time. I grew up in the Hammer. I'm out west now. Take a lot of flack from Stamps fans, but long story short here, we're in the fight. We're still there. We got our third stringer rookie leading the way. He threw for 350 almost tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Keandre made some big plays, but our defense shut him down. Like, this team is beatable. Our biggest problem is probably going to be Montreal and the, if we make it, right? Montreal's got our number two right now. So if this squad can knock off a win like we did last week against Winnipeg, like, Ticat fans, like, we grind. We're in and out every year, but we're there. If this team can pop off and play a complete game, I think we got a chance. So, like, keep your faith up, man. Everybody's hating on the we got rid of Condell. We got Milanovic calling the plays. Hey, the flea flicker, whatever, right? It's two bad throws by a rookie quarterback that I guarantee you is killing himself for making those plays. So, keep your chins up. Next week's going to be another battle. So, like, let's go. Oski Wee-Wee, right?
You got it. Who is your player of the game?
I like to say Smith, but the defense played so good tonight, minus a few big plays. I'm going with the D. D ball goes to them.
Okay, appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Enjoy the weekend.
Rick. All right, brother.
Dan in Calgary, looking at the half glass full, which, hey, is good. I'm there with him in some sense. This team is going to make the playoffs. I can guarantee it's going to make the playoffs. And why do I say that? Well, I think they beat Calgary next weekend. I mean, Calgary goes into Montreal tonight. They go into Montreal tonight, which was a pivotal game for them. And they put up 11 points against the Alouettes. I cannot see this Ticats team, unless something goes, you know, knock on wood, unless something goes horribly wrong. This Ticats team is not going to lose to Calgary next week. And Montreal, well, let's go through the schedule here. If you're trying to do the internal math of what you think the Ticats are going to need to get a home playoff game, how are they going to host the East semifinal? I think they probably have to win three games. They got four left. They probably have to win three. And this is why I say that, because Montreal, which is coming off a win against the Stamps, they nearly beat Toronto a couple weeks ago. They're in Ottawa next Saturday. They host Ottawa. They, on Thanksgiving Monday, they are in Edmonton. I know the Elks are playing a lot better. And then they host the Ticats. So they have two games on the road, two games at home. Ottawa, Ottawa, Edmonton, Hamilton. Ticats host Calgary 1 week from tonight in Saskatchewan, which we know is always a tough place to play, no matter what the record is of the Rough Riders. Hamilton hosts BC, which might still be in the running and probably will for first place in the West. So they're not going to be resting guys. That's going to be a tough one. And then they're in Montreal. I think the Ticats have to win three of those games. And the three I'm probably looking at is Calgary, Saskatchewan, Montreal. Who knows? Maybe they even beat BC. Maybe they go 4-0 down the stretch, which would be something because they haven't won three in a row all season long. But this team needs to find its gear that's going to get them ready for the postseason. I don't think they've hit their stride. As well as they've played in fits and spurts here, they need to be a lot more consistent. I'm looking for that consistency. I know I keep harping on that, but that's important at this point of the year. A text in from Anthony, player of the game. The fans that traveled here to watch this crap. I'm taking it that Anthony's on his way home with a frown on his face like most Ticats fans would be. Tom on email says, I had good expectations for the Cats tonight, especially with Powell's good play recently. Sadly, an early pick six and a long bomb TD put the Cats behind the eight ball early and they weren't able to get back into the game. The focus has to be on winning most of the next four games and getting into the playoffs. Can they beat the Owls first and the Argos second in the playoffs? I don't know. Cheers, Tom from Guelph. I'll say this, it's going to be fun to watch. Colton on Twitter, at Rick Samprin, pathetic, pathetic effort. Embarrassing. This team needs an attitude adjustment. It's time for Bo. I'm here in a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks for BLM, Bo Levi Mitchell. We'll see. Alan on email says, hey, Rick, it's Alan from St. Catharines. It's clear that Toronto has had her number and everyone's number this year. We had no answers for them tonight. They are dominant in all facets of the game. Montreal beat Calgary today, so they're in second place. That game is crucial next week against Calgary. I thought this game would be closer, and we had some momentum with beating Winnipeg last week, and we just went two steps back losing to Toronto tonight. One thing that impressed me tonight was Keandre Smith with over 152 yards today, and even when the game was out of reach, he was still working hard and trying downfield. He's the player of the game for me. It was either him or someone from Toronto. I just couldn't give an Argo the player of the game. The race is still on for the playoffs, so stay optimistic, Tiger Cat fans. Toronto is playing for keeps in first place. We need to win against Calgary at home next week. We can't rely on Montreal to lose next week and hope to catch up. Toronto has only lost one game this year. It wasn't going to be easy today. I just thought it was going to be closer. Toronto worries me, says Alan. Even if we get to the playoffs, we got to beat Montreal in the semifinal and then go to Toronto in BMO, who's had our number all season. Those Argo fans were loud tonight. Yikes. Anything can happen, but right now we lost some momentum losing tonight. That email from Alan. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your smartphone. You can also text 905-645-3221 like Ticat Dave did. He says, not sure what to say, RZ. Argo organization is something going. Cats org has not changed. Something needs to give. Awful. Please give a shout out to the CFL fans. Fight cancer. Big D, Wally, Isabella. Love the show, Rick. Thank you, Ticat Dave Concardin. Love your show. Thank you, Ticat Dave. All right, let's do some final award winners here on the fifth quarter. Big play of the game. I hate to give it to him, but I have to. Winton McManus, 58-yard pick six to make it 10-0 Argos. It was an ouchie, and the Ticats never recovered. Player of the game voted by you, the fans. It was a slam dunk. Keandre Smith, he had a monster game tonight for the black and gold. 9 catches, 156 receiving yards, and some of the very athletic variety. And our fifth quarter fan of the night tonight, let's give it to the rose-colored, eyeglass-wearing Dave in Calgary. I love the optimism. We need that positivity going forward when the Ticats take on the Stamps. Tim Hortons Field, 1 week from tonight. Join us then on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.